All right, next car, 2023 Toyota Corolla Cross, and this is a hybrid car.
This is. So we've driven the Corolla Crosses before, Dad. I think you and
yep,
I back
sure have.
Have. It's not a super large SUV. It's kind of, kind of in that new class of car, right? Kind of that
right.
smaller SUV. But you can still fit four full size adults. Again, was on car duty or, you know, pickup duty or drop-off duty or whatever it is these days. Was able to do that. It's an all-wheel drive SUV, which is great here in Colorado, Dad. It is a hybrid, as we mentioned, and I believe, let me pull up the window sticker here, this car is rated for 42 miles per gallon average. And, Dad, with the price of fuel where it's at today, that can be a really big selling point for a lot of people. I will say with this hybrid technology, Dad, we've said it numerous times. Toyota, in our opinion, is probably the leader in terms of hybrid technology and how they kind of mate the battery piece of it versus the actual engine piece of it. And this car runs phenomenal. And, folks, I do not say that lightly, because a lot of times when you get into these hybrids and kind of how they mesh and do that, even on Toyotas, they can be a little bit sluggish at times.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have tuned this vehicle, Dad. It is just, it works well. You get in this car, you press the accelerator, and it gets up and goes. And some people are like, oh, well, you still get that kind of that humming sound when you get to higher. Yes, you do, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Dad, it's got a CVT-like transmission, right? Mm. They kind of have a different transmission.
Yep. Yeah, based on a hybrid, that'd be correct, yes.
Which is, here's the deal, folks. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Yes, it's a little bit louder when you're kind of merging into traffic and stuff, but the performance and how they've tuned this car is fantastic. And the other best thing about this vehicle is the price. The vehicle that we drove was about just under $37,000. But, Dad, you can get this car for under $30,000, depending on how you kind of apportion it and that sort of things. And like I already mentioned, it's all-wheel drive. As far as creature comforts, kind of what you expect on the inside, right? Touchscreen controls, Toyota Safety Sense technology that's, I think, standard on almost all of their vehicles nowadays. It really is just a fun car to drive. And, again, in today's market, folks, with cars the way that they're at, that $36,000, $37,000 for a new car is about average, Dad. I mean, I think the last time you and I checked, it's getting pretty hard to find a new car for sub-$35,000 or sub-$30,000, right?
No, you're right. It really is. And given that fact, it makes these types of vehicles priced very reasonable.
Absolutely. And that's, again, that's the thing. You and I, we get lots of questions from folks on different cars to buy, that sort of thing. And one place you and I really like to start is your budget, right?
Right.
How much are you wanting
That's
to
right.
spend, kind of on a new car, used car, whatever it might be, because there's lots of options now, folks, on new cars. And, again, the hybrid technology, Dad, which I know we've talked lots about the EV side of things, that sort of deal, the hybrid is kind of the best of both worlds, right? A lot of the stuff that you and I have talked about. So we encourage folks, get out, see if you can test drive this vehicle. Again, the 2023 Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid, kind of a mouthful, but it's kind of one of their smaller SUVs, works great. Head to your local Toyota dealer, see if they've got one available for a test drive, and if they do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.